This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to his Danish counterpart, Mette Frederiksen. During the telephonic conversation, both leaders reaffirmed their strong support for India-Denmark Green Strategic Partnership and discussed enhancing cooperation across sectors for the benefit of the people of both countries. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he and Ms. Frederiksen also discussed regional and global developments of mutual interest. In the true spirit of Ekta Bharat, Shrestha Bharat, and to foster unity and harmony among people from different regions of the country, Himachal Pradesh Divas was celebrated at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar today. On the occasion, Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak invited and interacted with members of the Himachali community serving in various departments, agencies, and the business community across Arunachal Pradesh. Extending warm greetings on Himachal Pradesh Divas, the governor expressed heartfelt appreciation for the valuable contributions of the Himachali people towards the development and progress of the nation and Arunachal Pradesh. The governor said that celebrating the foundation days of other states provides a meaningful platform to connect with communities residing and working in the state. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has extended his heartfelt greetings to the people of Arunachal Pradesh, especially the Nisi community, on the occasion of Longte Festival. Khandu, in a social media post today, said that Longte is not just a festival, but a celebration of our deep-rooted traditions, cultural identity, and collective prayers for peace, prosperity, and well-being. It reflects our reverence for nature and for harmonious relationship with all living beings. Mr. Khandu wished that the sacred spirit of Longte would bless our homes with abundance, strengthen the bonds of unity among our communities, and guide us on the path of progress and harmony. The three-day International Maha Sankhyan Festival began in a grand manner at the Golden Pagoda Namsa yesterday. The day commenced with the symbolic descent of Lord Buddha to earth at dawn, led by Deputy Chief Minister Choname at the Golden Pagoda. On the occasion, the Deputy Chief Minister has extended his warm Sankhyan greetings to all, highlighting the broader vision behind the celebration, may emphasize the importance of promoting tourism through culture. Adding further charm to the festival was the captivating cultural performances by Thai cultural troops. The event saw participation from several dignitaries, including Minister for PRI and RD, Ojing Tasing, Minister of WCD Dasanglu Pul, MLA Chow Jingnu Namchum. Home Minister Mama Natung attended the closing ceremony of the week-long Longte Festival celebration in New Delhi today. Speaking to the media after the celebration, the Home Minister extended festival greetings to the people of Arunachal Pradesh, especially the Nisi community. Celebrated under the theme "Let's Celebrate Longte to Nurture the Nature for Better Future." The festival witnessed enthusiastic participation from the Itanagar Capital Region and Papumpare District. The celebration also witnessed the participation of Itanagar MLA Techi Kaso and other dignitaries. The India Meteorological Department has said that the southwest monsoon seasonal rainfall from June to September this year is likely to be above normal. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Director General of IMD, Dr. Mrityunjay Mohapatra, said the above normal seasonal rainfall is very likely over most parts of the country except some areas over northeast, northwest, and south peninsular India, where below normal rainfall is expected. Talking to Akashvani News, Secretary to the Ministry of Earth Sciences, Dr. M. Ravichandran, said that this year the country will witness double the frequency of heat wave conditions compared to the last year during the months of May and June. The India Meteorological Department has issued yellow alerts over West Kameng, East Kameng, Kradadi, Lower Subansiri, Papumpare, Dibang Valley, Anjo, Lohit, Changlang, Tirap, and Longding districts of Arunachal Pradesh. IMD has forecast rainfall with thunderstorms with lightning very likely to occur at isolated locations over the next 24 hours. The Upper Subansiri District Unit of all Arunachal Asha and the Felicitators Workers Union held a peaceful dharna at Daporijo today. More than hundreds of ASHA workers took out a road procession rallied to mark their democratic movement against the government for the fulfillment of their demands. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.